Welcome to our various faiths. Listen, fathom, and believe. A podcast that fathoms and enlightens listeners regarding various topics on religion, bringing you closer to knowledge.
Hey, beautiful people. Have you ever had random questions, thoughts, and theories regarding your religion? Don't worry, because we got you.
Hop in and join as we dive deeper into the wonders of the three religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism.
I am Hannah Mundilia.
I am Michelle Molina.
And I'm Denise Lastimoso.
We welcome you all in the very first episode of Our Various Faith, Listen, Fathom, and Believe.
To share and fathom our thoughts, views, and knowledge about the three religions. In our very first episode, we are going to talk about Christianity.
Let us start off with Ms. Mundilia as she imparts her knowledge regarding Christianity.
All right, Hannah, please take it away.
Thank you, Michelle and Denise. At this point, let us talk about the meaning and ultimate value of life. Has that question popped into your heads even once, listeners? Life's purpose in Christianity is to seek divine salvation through the grace of God and intercession of Christ. Christians are to live to bring the glory to God through prayer and study of His Word, the Bible, so that Christians might better know what He has for us, the people. Life isn't a crash. Don't you agree, Michelle?
I totally agree with you, Hannah. Life has a goal and meaning. Christians conclude that the earth and everything that exists on it has been made by God. Jesus Christ was asked in the Bible texts Mark and Luke, "What the best things can a human do?" Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and all your intellect and power. With regards to that idea, have you guys wondered how one is able to relate to oneself, family, society, and nature? Can you enlighten us on this, Denise?
Absolutely, Michelle. The call to action for Christians is service. What makes Christianity diverse from other worldviews is that it established in service for the gospel. We cherish for others at the core of it. One can relate to oneself by reflecting in the words of God in a way of improving oneself. And one can relate to family, society, and nature by how Christianity practices acknowledgement of the love we have been given that equip us to go and love others. Jesus teaches us that all the commandments are covered by two. Love the Lord with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself.
You said it best, Denise. It gives us insight to how we can serve others at the foundational level. Now, let us unfold to you guys the ways to achieve personal happiness and fulfillment. First, serve. Since Jesus acts as our example, and in Matthew 20:28, He revealed His purpose. He said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many." Second, enjoy. After God worked resolutely with creation, Genesis 2 verse 2, says that God rested upon completion. Rest empowers us to move forward and appreciate things. In the event that we always drudge absent at work with no conclusion in locate, we start losing delight. When that happens, we set ourselves up for disappointment because without rest, we cannot serve others, and without rest, we cannot appreciate what is around us.
Indeed, Hannah, God makes us all to be a means of His affection. And lastly, kindle. At the heart of service is evangelism, which is basically sharing the great news about Jesus Christ. We are the carriers of the soul of God, and how we treat individuals, may be a coordinated reflection of who God is to them. On the off chance that anybody has ever specified, you just have a light about you. That light is the spirit that lives in you and will help you produce love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
You guys certainly have a point, which brings us to how does Christianity respect and appreciate the diversity of belief, norms, and tradition of all religions in the world.
Oh, so does different religions differ when it comes to that topic?
Yes. Christianity achieves a distinctive multicultural and polyvocal texture as a world religion in Christians, with numerous and varied responses. Christians who adopt communities around them with the use of indigenous language, music, artistic styles, and ceremonies as powerful instruments for their own purposes. Christians are aware of the differences of belief and faith, which a lot of Christians respect this diversity around the world.
Exactly. And to know more about the other Abrahamic religions, Islam and Judaism, be sure to tune in into our next episode. We deeply thank you for tuning in and spending your time listening to our very first episode.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to rate us on iTunes and follow us on our Facebook page, Our Various Faith, and interact with us on Twitter at OurVariousFaith101. We would love to see you interact with our community. See you next episode, and remember, God's plan is greater than our pain. Podcasters signing out.